Last night, at about 7:45, we heard a Basura Laitaiva, difficult news that Rav Kalman Weinreb Zatzal was a 10th grade Rebbe in Ner Yisrael for close to 60 years. Was Nifter. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that our yeshiva was built on his shoulders. There's zero exaggeration in that statement. Our Rabbeim, including myself, were Talmidim, our Talmidim, of Rav Kalman, who empowered and changed our lives. Pshutei kemashmai. I mentioned on the Shabbos of Chizuk last week that I called Rav Kalman Erev Shabbos last week. Rabbi Samber, who's the principal of Ari Crown, is also a Talmud of Rav Kalman. I went to visit him a week and a half ago in Baltimore. Rabbi Samber called me after his visit. He was there for about 10 minutes. Rav Kalman was too weak to continue a conversation longer than that. And during that 10 minutes, he mentioned at least a half a dozen times how proud he is of Ner Naphtali. That his Talmidim have a yeshiva that's continuing in the Mesira of what he worked so hard to build. And in place of a regular vad, a regular shmuz, I feel that we have to have some sort of divrei zechrinus . And in a moment, I'm going to ask Rabbi Ziffer to help us feel somewhat of an understanding of who Rav Kalman Weinreb was and what he meant to all of us. And be makdim with the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says that Tzaddik Avad, when a tzaddik leaves this world, and we lose a tzaddik, with Dairei Avad. The generation that lived with that tzaddik is where the loss is. The tzaddik himself doesn't have a loss. The Gemara brings a mashal. Gemara says if somebody loses a precious pearl, a margolios, so the value of the margolios doesn't change. Wherever it is, it maintains its value and it keeps rising in value. The only one who loses it is the one that lost the pearl. But the pearl itself continues to rise and continues to be as great as it always was. And the Bechar Shar asks Akasha that the mashal seems to be inaccurate. Because a person, when he leaves this world, can't learn Torah anymore. A person, when he leaves this world, can't do mitzvahs anymore. So a pearl has inflation rises. As the need for a pearl rises, the price goes up in value. The margolios keeps its value and keeps rising wherever it is. But l'chayra tamachachem at tzaddik, once he's nifter, that's who he is. And Bechar Shar answers based on the Gemara in Yavamas. The Gemara in Yavamas says that Rabbi Eliezer was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, was saying over Divrei Torah, he was giving shiurim, and he didn't say it, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Marn Yavama Sadivav. And Rabbi Yochanan was upset that he didn't say it over in his name. Until somebody explained to Rabbi Yochanan that the Torah tells us that everything that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Yeshua told Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, if Yeshua, every time he said something over for Moshe Rabbeinu, said, I'm saying over what Moshe Rabbeinu taught me, then the Torah doesn't have to tell us that everything that Yeshua taught Klal Yisrael is what Moshe Rabbeinu taught. So Gemara says that when you have a Talmud who is so bilit, so clear, that everything that he has is from a Rebbe, and it was so clear that Yeshua, everything that he has from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah could be made that everybody knew that everything that Yeshua has was from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara then says the famous words that when Talmidim say over the Divrei Torah of the Rebbe, then Sais Sais Divreis Bekever, the lips of that Rebbe murmur and they move in the Kever, and that Rebbe could keep going, Oila, 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 and Oilam Haba. Says the Bechor Shor, that's the Dimyon to the Margolios. I don't know if there has ever been a Rebbe like Rav Kalman Weiner, but so imitable, who his Talmidim can't go a day without thinking and saying over something that struck a chord with us in such an exceptional way. Every word of Torah every mitzvah that's done in this Beis Medrash every mesechta that's learned is on Rav Kalman's shoulders. And we should be zayche. There should be an endless amount of doivivay sifsayis bekever that comes out of this Beis Medrash. We should be filled with the chizik that he loved us. He was filled with such pride of what's going on over here, bli ayin hara. She mizaycha to continue that legacy, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.
It's impossible for me to fully give over to you the tremendous impact Talmud had on me personally, and literally thousands of Talmidim who passed through Mechinas Ner Yisrael past 50, 60 years. Just to share with you a few points, to describe a little bit of his hashpah that he had on myself and the Rebbeim here in Yeshiva, and about some of these, those nekudas are things that you all are directly nene from. In the shape, the tzura of our mechino here, and in the Rebbeim here in Yeshiva. I was in Rav Kalman Shir for 1 year in 10th grade, 24 years ago. I was in Mechinas Ner Yisrael for 4 years. Rav Kalman, besides for being the 10th grade Rebbe, had the job, the mission, the career of saying the shmuz after mincha on Shabbos. And Rabbi Tendler, the Menal, Zechar Levracha, say a shmuz on Erev Shabbos, it was more Divrei Musar, speaking directly to the needs of the Bachram and Mechino, what was going on, more B'derech Musar. And Rav Kalman would give every week, after Mincha, after Shalashuddis on Shabbos, for a half hour plus, not Divrei Musar, but he would give a shmuz on the Parshas HaShavua, or the Tkufa of the year. They were masterpieces of different ideas woven together based on Divrei Chazal, opening our eyes to new ways of understanding each part of the Torah. New ways of understanding the Avos, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov, and Yaakov's struggle with Esav. What does it mean to be part of Klal Yisrael? What was Yitzias Mitzrayim about? The Dor HaMidbar. The tremendous Madrigus of the Avos. And he would go for half an hour. Tremendous energy. Raising our understanding, opening new vistas into what does it mean? Who was Avraham Avinu? What does it mean to say, He would open our eyes in new ways, but it was all based on the Messiah of Divrei Chazal, of Midrashim, of the Gedolei Hadar Shanim, of the Rishonim, of the Rosh Yeshivas, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, others that he would quote week after week. And even more than that, there's a phrase that any bacher, whoever went through Mechinas Ner Yisrael, will tell you, he would say as he would talk about the Yom Tovim, as we ride the waves of time, he would take us on a journey year after year, through the Zmanei HaShanah, starting with El, he had shmuzim about the Yemei Ratzon of El, and he had shmuzim about preparing for Rosh Hashanah, how to thaw the ice around our hearts, to open ourselves up to be Mamlech Hashem and to do tshuva properly. He had shmuzim about the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. He would speak on a year like this, where Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos, how can we give up to Kiyas Shofar? Because of Gzeiro, maybe somebody is going to carry a Shofar to Rosh Hashanah. How can we give up Shofar, our biggest defense? And he would speak about the Kedusha of Shabbos and how Shabbos is going to carry us through the Yom Hadin. He had a shmuz on Rosh Hashanah, and he would say, some years, and Bachar and Beis Medrash would go to the Mechina Bachar and say, did Rav Kalman say the blood shmuz this year? The blood shmuz. A shmuz about how to take the Hisaris of Rosh Hashanah and take it with you into the rest of the year. Not to just leave it as inspiration, but to make it Lamaisa. He had a shmuz for Matzah Yom Kippur. About how does a person orient himself to re-enter the orbit of this world after living 25 hours in the Kedusha of Yom Kippur? Hanukkah, Purim, Haggadah, Pesach, the 3 weeks, these musagim that he taught, impressionable bachrim, opening their eyes for the first time to the Kedusha of what it means to be a Yid, the Kedusha of what it means to live a life of Torah. Pesach is not just a time to get together with family. Pesach is feeling kirvah to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's about working on Amunah. Purim, he gave shmuzim about Purim that raised the level of understanding. This is not just a day of fun, a day of excitement, but the Kedusha and giving over from Rebbeim from earlier Dairis. What does it mean? How to understand the mitzvahs Hayoim? And if you spent the Purim Suda in his house, with all the geschmack, with all the funny things that were happening, you felt the roimimus, you felt exalted, you felt a new level of kedusha that you were able to reach through serving Hashem in every part of the year. And to him, the shmuz was a mission. It was his life's mission. Rabbi Wolfish reminded me last night about how Kalman spent hours preparing. And it was so who he was. He was my Rebbe for when I was in 10th grade, and for many years afterwards in Mechino, and then for many years, I didn't speak to him Bekvius. Life goes on, and things become busy. I would bump into him from time to time, or call him, speak to him once in a while. But the past 2 years, I had the opportunity to call him more times. And any time I would call him, it was ki'ilu, I was sitting there in the Mechino Beis Medrash with him in the Amud, and say, Ari, do you have a revolba? You have to see this shmuz on Purim. And we'd go and launch into a shmuz as if he was speaking to 200 bachrim about how Shabbos encapsulates shalom and how that's the way to fight Amalek. and I called him a different time. Ari, do you remember my shmooze on the Shvatim? Let me tell you, a new mahalach this year, he first went 10 minutes to remind me of his old mahalach, and then another 10 minutes to tell me his new mahalach. It was his life, it was coursing through his veins. Rabbi Daskal is married to Rav Kalman's daughter. Rabbi Daskal was engaged. Rav Kalman, during that tikkun, Rav Kalman had a heart attack. It was a serious heart attack. Rabbi Daskal's chasna. Rav Kalman wasn't really able to dance too much. He had to sit down most of the time. And I was at a Sheva Brachos for Rabbi Daskal. Rav Kalman spoke. And Rav Kalman got up and he said about how Baruch Hashem, he was getting better. He spoke about how excited he was that he had the kaiches to say a few shiurim. Afterwards, there was an Adam Chashev who was there at the Sheva Brachos, and he got up and he said how he was so impressed to see a Rebbe of 30 plus years at that time is so excited that he's able to say shiurim, and that's what he's thinking about, that he's getting better from his heart attack. Baruch Hashem, he can say shiurim. I did not understand for a moment what the chiddush was that this person saw. A chiddush that Rav Kalman was excited to say Torah, that was his life. That was what he did. If you heard any shmooze from him, the excitement and the way he said it over, that was his life, to give over Divrei Chazal to Bachrim, to teach them what's really going on in the Torah. More recently, when things were getting much more serious, Rav Kalman, his son, he has another son who lives here in Chicago, told me that he went after his father was sick, and he was with his father in the hospital. His father, he helped his father put on tefillin. He said his father said Shema. He was mamish, wiped, no energy. And after he finished, he turned to his son. He said, "You know, I just don't think I'm able to say the shmooze anymore." That was on his mind. Here it is. You don't have enough kaiches to get through Shema Yisrael. And he's thinking, "What's going to be? I don't think I'm able to say the shmooze anymore." He gave a Navi Shir on Shmuel Aleph. It's impossible for me to describe to you what that Navi Shir was like. But any Bachar who is in that Shir can quote to you numerous lines, numerous Yisaitis. How Shmuel and Navi became our hero. How you felt Chana struggled to have children. And her Shir to the Rebbeinu Shalom of Shevach, recognizing the Yad of Hashem. And about feeling Shaul, how Shaul became the Melech of Klal Yisrael, the disappointment of Shmuel HaNavi when Shaul did the Chet. It was like it was alive. It was all Pidivrei Chazal, all showing us how Chazal understood the Nevi'im. And the strongest point that they gave for the Bachar and Mechin here, the idea of the Bekiyas program in Neir Yisrael, the Masechet Mechinah. I don't know what happened in the earlier years and exactly what Rav Kalman's involvement was. What I know is that a mark of a Bachar in Mechinas Neir Yisrael is how you did on your 10th grade Masechet Mechinah. Because Rav Kalman made it that you felt that was your life. And Rav Kalman, the Kedusha of the Masechet Mechinah to him, I don't know what's true. They used to say, he used to measure the space in between the desks. Chas v'shalom. No one can look at somebody else's paper. This is your avoida. And you felt the charge. I'm going to chas this mesechta. I'm going to make it mine. Years later, when I was coming out of second year base medrash, I remember a person asked me, I don't remember why he asked me, if you were stuck on a desert island, what sefer would you take with you? You could only take one sefer. What would it be? I said, mesechta brachas. Masechta Brachos. Because when you went through Rav Kalman's Shir, you felt Masechta Brachos. He said, Shir, Masechta Brachos for over 50 years. And each year, Brachos, Brachos. When I was in a Shir already, he could say the Masechta Baal Peh. You caught him sometimes. He wasn't looking inside. He was just saying Rashi without looking inside. But to him, it was a mission. He gave it over. He spoke out so much on the Gemara. I called him the past 2 years. I would ask him, Shailas on Brachos. Right away, this is the mahalach I usually say. Some years I say this way. That one I still don't have a mahalach. That's Taka Shver. You would give a shmooz. Masech the Bechina shmooz. Which every Bachar went through Neir Yisrael remembers. giving you a sense of mission at the end of the year, feeling the kedusha of what it means to kill yourself for Torah, what it means to be kaina mesechta, to throw yourself in and chazer it over and over and over again. He would say over a maisa, it's quoted in Sefer Menorah Sama'ar. But there was once a man who, for whatever reason, chose Meseches Chagiga as the Mesech that he was going to learn. And he learned Meseches Chagiga, and he learned it over and over and over again. And it says that was the one Mesech that he knew in Shas. But he knew it klar. And when he was nifter alone in his home, and nobody even knew that he was nifter. And suddenly in town, there was this woman who appeared crying, mourning, and saying, where are the people to come and mourn this tzaddik, this chassid? And the women of the city came and began to mourn with her. And the people of the city came and they went and they made a kvura. And they asked this woman, what's your name? And she said, my name is Chagiga. And then after the levaya that they gave with kavod to this person, this woman disappeared. The Menorah Sama'ar says that it was known to everybody then that this woman who said her name was Chagiga was actually the Mesechta of Chagiga. The Mesechta of Chagiga that came when there was no one else to support this man, it was her job because he took care of Chagiga and Chagiga was going to take care of him. Kalman with brachas, 50 plus years of saying shir, he told me 2 years ago, I went to him before I came and I said, Rebbe, tell me, what do I need to know to be a 10th grade Rebbe? He said, Ari, I will not say a Bekiya shir without preparing 45 minutes beforehand. He said, Shira the Mesechta for 50 plus years. He knew it by heart. But you don't go into a Shira without preparing 45 minutes. Because I'm giving over a Mesechta to Bachar. I'm teaching them Torah. The Zerri Neuberger said, his excitement and his pride in Ner Naphtali was tremendous. Last time I spoke to him, I called him last year, a little bit after Mesechta Bechina. And he wanted to know, tell me, what were the grades? He wanted to know, he doesn't know the Bachar, but what were the grades? And I told him the spread of grades. He said, ah, that's the way it has to be. That's the way it has to be. And he started telling me about the years of the Mesechta Bechina, how proud Rav Ruderman was when he came in and fired his shir years before. And his pride in what was going on here, it was unbelievable. His pride, as Rabbi Weir said, the Hemshech of the Messiah of Ner Yisrael. Of all my Rebbeim, I don't think there's, of all my Rebbeim in Ner Yisrael, I don't think there's anyone who I can say over close to as many things as I can say over for Rav Kalman. Because when you give something over and it comes from your lave, and you're giving over your life, it goes into other people's hearts. And you remember the Yisaitis, and you remember the feelings of roimimus, of exaltedness. And that's what he gave us. Hemshech lebechena here should be a schus, and everything that we do as Rebbeim, and everything you do as Talmidim, to perpetuate that legacy of what the Mesechta Bechino, focusing on being kaina Mesechta, what that means, and how it raises a Bachar up in life, gives them the feeling of closeness to the Torah and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and everything we should do here should be an Aliyah for Israel.
So here's going to be a 9:35.